We got two or three people coming in.
Good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everyone. It's Thursday, March 5th, 2026. This is the Board of Governors meeting for the Leon County Research and Development Authority. No guests and no one participating by electronic means. Modifications of the agenda, it's not really a modification, but I want to discuss something that has come up, and Dave Ramsey is resigning at the end of this month. And I was just talking to some folks before we had our meeting, and I don't think there's any one individual in our community that has done as much economic development and work toward it as Dave.
Thank you, sir.
I can remember 100 years ago when he was a lowly banker and working his tail off in the banking industry. He was constantly trying to better Tallahassee. And I just want to really emphasize that. He's been with us on this board for 14 or 15 years and through some really hard times, and he always was a positive force. I don't think he ever got down about anything. Yep. He was always looking ahead, and we'll figure this out. And I just want to thank you for your service.
Thank you. Agreed.
And he's agreed. He's represented that he would continue to attend the meetings that he can, as somewhat of a board sensei to us.
Well, that's even better.
That's an official position, by the way.
And he wrote a really nice letter.
Well, don't get to vote.
That everybody should read. So, all right. Public comment. I suppose we had none.
We did not receive any.
All right. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes from the December 4th?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Consent agenda. Can I get a motion there?
Move consent.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. All right, Dave, you're up.
Well, we just had a fantastic audit committee. this is really...
best one ever, right, for you.
Yeah, let me just say from one end to the other, our very first audit committee attended, we had five pages of exceptions that we needed to resolve. and now we've gone maybe 10 years, 12 years, without any issues at all. I'm real proud of Annie. I'm real proud of our staff. I'm real proud of those things that have been accomplished through dedication of hard work and paying attention to the details. So, great audit committee meeting. Let's look at the treasurer's report, the income statement. I'll go over to the consolidated column. Actual, we write at $213,000 for the first 4 months. That's significantly above our budget of $47,004. We go down, we look at operating expenses, some $295,000. That's a good bit less, by $14,000 than we had budgeted, so both ends of that are in good shape. We add the depreciation, amortization, and interest and all, we come up with a $327,000 loss for the first 4 months. Looking over at the asset side, we're still in good shape there. Still have $1 million in investments, $226,000 in cash, but it won't be but a few more months before we are below the seven figures in assets available for liquidation. A couple of items just that stood out. We did have in cash received insurance proceeds. I won't get into too much of the details, but some $77,000 there, and we also got a FEMA payment of some $39,000. So those are some of the extraordinary items. We've got $144,000 that money keeps coming in that we need to pass over to FSU, and we'll get that done. But Otherwise, the finer details, I'll ask staff if they have any comments to make regarding financials.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah, a couple of things. Through the first 4 months, through January, as Dave mentioned, RDA's revenues are $74,000 ahead of plan. We're at about doing about $100,000 a month run rate with the memberships in the lab at present, which is our revenues are really that, CAM, and some interest income. $40,000 of that is the FEMA reimbursement for the work we did on the trail. We are still waiting on $11,000 of reimbursement for the pond debris removal, which we haven't got, which could be anywhere from 2 days to 2 years, is my understanding. We had no visibility of when that $39,000 was coming in. It had been approved and obligated 9 months ago, and it just comes in the mail one day. So, and it's off by $300. So we're asking for our last $300 on that, too. They had a typo. Expenses at the RDA have been running a little bit better, $26,000 below where we thought we'd be through the first 4 months. On the NFIL side, the lab side, as Dave mentioned, we're over there by $90,000 for the first 4 months period. $77,000 of that is insurance proceeds. So the reality is we're running a little ahead because we've got better on the membership side. We are $12,000 over on the lab side of our original budget for operations. Now remember, the original budget ran through December 31st. So we're $12,000 over with an extra month. My hunch is we'll be $40,000 over by the end of next month because there's no budget that we originally put together for the lab beyond December 31st. Cash on hand as of today, and I'm referring to this kind of as a net cash because we owe FSU $259,000 right now for the parks who continue to pay us for the rents and the cleanup of unpaid rents for the Johnson building. The checks keep coming. It is the 5th of March. I have not gotten a check for February, so we may be at the end. My plan was to settle up with FSU this in the next week or two anyway on the 259.
Yeah, and I think I've seen an email correspondence from the GSA that they did get to the place on the teeter-totter.
But they've teased me a little bit because sometimes they send a check in on the 12th. Used to be always the 1st or 2nd, yeah. So they could be playing a game with me.
Yeah.
Anyway, but net of that, we have about $950,000 in actual available cash. I know David mentioned we've got 1.2 right now, but the reality is we do have obligations to pay FSU, which will be cleaned up during March. Our projected cash on hand, I've been doing this the last couple of meetings, as of May 31st, which is how we ran our budget before, we're going to be still around $650,000. Key assumption in there is that the lab is going to transfer at the end of this month, which we, by most indicators, appear to be on track to do right now. And briefly, just the audit status, it's on track to be finalized and be ready to issue by the end of the month. Any questions on kind of the financials? That was all I was going to add to what Dave had.
Mr. Chair, I relinquish my key to the vault.
I'm not wasting any. I mean, look out for the skid marks, man.
Don't let him eat lunch.
Is he going to leave? Yeah.
And I recommend the financial report for approval.
Do we have a second? Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion approves. All right, Michael, you want to
later.
Last couple of deals.
Yep. I'm going to talk a little about the lab. Just an FF&E reminder. It was originally $1,000,005. We've got $142,000 available to spend still. We've got about $250,000 in the bank because some of it's been committed. It just hasn't been spent or we haven't been billed yet. But we've got $142,000. FSU is still working on prioritizing the list of what they want to commit that money for. As I mentioned earlier, we had a couple of new members. We're running at about $100,000 of run rate of revenue right now for the lab. On the bad side operations of the lab is the manager that had been doing a very nice job for us for the last year and change. Has taken a position elsewhere. And so his last day was last Friday was his last day. He is going to maintain an ongoing role on an hourly basis for some limited number of hours for some window of time to help transition. But the FSU is working to replace that position. Anything else you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think the position's been posted. I think we've shared it on LinkedIn, if any of y'all want to share it. But again, we're looking
Or apply.
But we're looking for people who've run four facilities and labs before. Like, it has to be somebody experienced in, you know, sort of the chemistry, chemical engineering kind of space enough to roll with a weird mix of companies. So that ability to do that kind of work is super important, because when people are plugging things in the walls or bringing in chemicals, you need to make sure they're following process and inspecting correctly. So they need at least some of those skills. We're not going to train from scratch.
So inside of Tallahassee, is that a unicorn, or is that somebody that we...
Oh, it's not a unicorn. It's just an 80% likelihood we're pilfering someone from FSU or FAMU. But in some of these areas, there's quite a few people. And then it could be somebody already in that role, or it could be somebody who's an associate, you know, research scientist who's been running a lab while doing research. So I think in Tallahassee, there's probably a disproportionately high number of these kind of people. It's just, do they want to do this job, or can we pay for them from where they are?
Makes sense. Thank
but
you.
But yeah, you're stealing from
Robert Peter.
Peter Craig Ball.
But university can adjust quicker than we can. That's all right.
Okay.
9C, I apologize on the agenda. That is a typo that both Peggy and I missed completely, so we can disregard it. We did have an IPTLH board meeting. Just an update, if you guys, most of you recall that we had a fire in December in the lab, down one of the Pierska labs downstairs. We have done all the remediation work. We have gotten a couple of quotes, and we've gotten reimbursed from our insurance company for the damages, who will subrogate against Pierska's insurance company. We did have a $25,000 deductible, obviously, which was held, so we netted $77,000 in proceeds from the insurance. It looks like we're going to be able to get the work done for less than that. I have signed the owner's affidavit just this week to hopefully start commence work next week on repairing those offices. We're going to start in the Pierska space so we can put those guys back together before we work in the offices that were vacant and not really being used.
Did you hire a contractor to do it? Or
yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And working with Calcor, who's used, they're the ones who solicited the two quotes with contractors. They were happy with either one of them performing the work.
Okay.
So, yeah, hopefully it will get started. One of the things I don't know that I've mentioned in the past, as we move through our process here with the transferring of the lab, ultimately we're going to be transferring all of the FF&E. If you recall, that was purchased with the appropriation. I have been in contact with Jim Murdaugh and then subsequently Barbara Wills with TSC to make sure we memorialize that in a way that works for them. She's supposed to send me a draft memo of how we do that. Very common to transfer assets from a not-for-profit to another not-for-profit. And if you recall, IPTLH is a not-for-profit. So we'd like to get all that spent so that we can then transfer that. So I'm working with TSC on that process. And I just want to make sure they've got whatever backup they need, because they were the ones who were awarded the appropriation from the state. And that was all I had on the lab, unless anybody's got any other comments or questions.
Any questions?
Okay, moving along on the RDA side, I'm going to go through this quickly. We submitted the dirt under the lab for transfer to the DEP on January 15th. My hope and expectation is that that transfer will be completed by the end of this month. I have been bothering the people at DEP. I will reach out to the chief of that department and try to keep this thing moving. We also have a couple of other steps to make sure to formalize the transfer of the grant associated with the building with the EDA that we are working on, Valerie, Kevin, FSU Legal to do. We've done parts of those steps, but we have until April 10th to finish that process, which will transfer the grant along with the dirt, obviously, at that point. They won't all line up necessarily on the exact same day, but the window, we're trying to keep them happening all within a certain reasonable window. The Build to Scale grant is in process right now, and the ball is in FSU's court on finalizing budgets to submit that to a different department within the EDA, and they've been working on just putting that package together. The RDA has done its part on that, and we're waiting on FSU for their submitting it, almost an application of sorts to the EDA to accept the transfer. The ponds and roads transferred from us to FSU on January 16th, 2026 this year, right after the end of the year. We are working right now on transferring CAM obligations. FSU and FAMU are in conversations. One of the things that was part of that original MOU, if you guys recall from 2023, was that FAMU and FSU would take over CAM obligations and whatever arrangement they work out. But we just wanted everybody to acknowledge that LCRDA will be stepping out of that obligation. So that process has started. We will also have to transfer the DRC, the PUD, declarant rights, and we will do that by contract and with FSU per that MOU.
And is that in play right now?
We've got drafts of that, okay, but yes.
Good.
And again, that's not an urgent one. The right. CAM one's urgent because we just want to get started on those transfer, those obligations.
And the CAM, The RDA billed for CAM in January for the first quarter with the expectation that on April 1, responsibility for CAM transfers over to FSU Facilities. Facilities is working on that updated plan. We've now started dialogue between FSU and FAMU so that we can handle that administratively. But the big point for this board is the RDA, as of April 1, has no more.
Will not perform nor bill for CAM. We have a couple, we're still owed some CAM from some folks we billed during the first quarter. Some pay quickly, some pay later. And it also affects Danfoss and Avalanche. FSU will be able to bill those guys for the CAM as well.
I got you.
FEMA, we mentioned we got our $39,000 for that one. We got $11,000 we're still waiting on. We have transferred those FEMA claims for Johnson and Morgan to FSU and transferred any FEMA claims for Collins to FAMU. So those are off of our list with FEMA. So the only thing we have outstanding is waiting on the $11,000 on the pond debris removal. The last thing on my list was the Eisenhower property. As you guys know, we have been in discussions about what to do with that and contemplated to transfer that asset to FSU to sell to fund initiatives that are consistent with the mission of the authority. I've got a draft document that we've been working on with the development office, the real estate folks at FSU. Valerie and I have both worked on it. My plan is early next week to send everyone here a draft of that document. The highlights of that document for you are that everything they do should be generally consistent with the mission of the authority and with FSU initiatives, ideally to support economic development research, the park, Leon County. We also are asking that they can spend the money from when they sell that property within 5 years. We do not want this specifically not to be, we specifically do not want it to be an endowment where they burn off 4% a year. We want the money to go to work to benefit those initiatives that were consistent with the authority's mission as quickly as possible. There's a lot of discretion for FSU in that window, but that's the concept. So we want it spent by. There is no reporting back to the RDA. We don't have any reporting requirements in here. So it's loose in that regard, but it's got to support TSC, FAMU, FSU, and things they're doing in the park and economic development in our community. And you'll get a draft of that. There's just a little nits and nats left, but I didn't want to send the draft until Valerie and I could finally speak on it, and then I'll go back to the development folks to get them to clean that up, and then I'll get that out for everybody to review. And my hope would be at a subsequent board meeting, I don't know if it'll be the April one, but certainly by the May or June one, we vote on the transfer of that asset.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you, Mark. New business, we do have, a couple of you guys were a minute or two late. Dave has, effective March 31st, resigned from the board after 15 years of great service. If you want to listen to, we gave him. I don't want to
say so many nice things.
Want,
it's hard
I
to do it again.
Straight to not be able to go through the door. But
listen to the recording.
Listen to the recording, but it leaves a gap that we've got to fill on the financial side, the treasurer
position,
and it's kind of a weird situation where we're somewhat winding down, and Peggy is evaluating now if I could take that role as well. I've been the treasurer, I think, twice in my years here. It's not something I really want to do, but
I can make it easy.
Yeah, Michael can make it easy, but Peggy's got to see if we can do it, within the
bylaws. Do not restrict it. They don't explicitly authorize that, but they don't restrict it either. So it could be, any one of the three of you or anybody else that was had an appetite for it.
Yeah. Well, or I would rather.
I nominate Tom.
I nominate Tom as well.
Give Peggy and I another day to kind of review that, and we'll kind of figure out what we think the best course of that.
And I'll act in that manner over the next month if we don't.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I mean, we can.
And what will that do to your quorum on the executive committee? That'll reduce the quorum requirement by one.
Yeah.
Will that mess you up in any way?
Oh, I mean, we
good thought.
Hope not.
We're diminishing the quorum numbers as we go, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your service, Mr. Ramsey.
Yeah, you sure. Absolutely.
I will repeat one thing I said. There's nobody in town that has done as much for economic development as that guy. Not one individual. Over the 25 or 30 years that I've known.
Pretty good at that.
He's got a bigger wallet than you, I guess. but You've done a lot, and we appreciate it. Any other new business? Michael, anything?
No, and again, there's just a number of tasks we're still trying to wrap up before we can get to a meeting where we talk really extensively about the future of RDA, IPTLH. Obviously, we are checking things off the box and these transfers, the labs, the biggie, then we get a lot of things kind of we start knocking out pretty quickly. The Eisenhower parcel, I mean, you talk about materiality of things, those are the big ones. County's well informed, talk to the county attorney, they understand the process, they know that there's going to be some steps still involved.
Well,
I haven't engaged them to talk about what happens post that exercise, what do they need to have available record-wise forever or for some long-term period of time. I don't know. I haven't engaged in that question yet.
Well, if there's no other business, will someone make a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Second? Somewhere?
Second.
All right. Let's go eat.